Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, December 31st, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. Leading off today, an Intel investor with a $1 billion stake in the company says it needs to make drastic changes to address its changed fortunes, including attempting to win back Apple as a client. Intel stock had fallen 21% over the course of 2020 before the 10-figure investment by the hedge fund Third Point. Third Point is now pushing for fundamental change in the company. The investment company says that Intel should ditch the fabrication side of its business and simply design chips, then commission companies like TSMC to manufacture them. A key reason for that strategy shift is that Intel has fallen behind in fabrication capabilities, still working on 10-nanometer and 14-nanometer processes, while TSMC has progressed to 5-nanometer. Both the A14 chip in the iPhone 12 and the M1 chip in the latest Macs are produced by TSMC using a 5-nanometer process. Apple plans to use a 4-nanometer process for the 2022 iPhone lineup. So as such, this major Intel investor says there is no time to waste, and it calls on the company to find ways of retaining Apple's business, as well as that of other clients who are also moving on from the company. Nonetheless, this is a pretty much hopeless endeavor, as Apple has already promised to transition to its own silicon across the entire Mac lineup by 2022. In other news, the longtime refurbishing company Gazelle has announced that it is shutting down its popular trade-in program. This program had allowed people to trade in their old iPhones, iPads, and Macs in exchange for cash. Gazelle made the announcement in an email to customers, saying that the trade-in program will shut down fully on February 1st of 2021. Customers have until January 31st to receive a quote and complete a trade-in, the company says. Instead of the trade-in program, Gazelle will focus on its Eco ATM kiosks that pay immediate cash for used smartphones and tablets. The company says that these kiosks have collected more than 25 million devices, but these types of kiosks don't pay customers nearly as much as full-fledged trade-in programs do. Gazelle didn't offer any details on why it is shutting down its trade-in business, but the space has become much more competitive over the last several years. Perhaps most notably, Apple now makes it easier than ever to trade in old iPhones, iPads, Macs, and Apple Watch for instant trade-in credit on new device purchases. It's easy to see how Apple's focus on trade-in might have eaten into Gazelle's business on its own. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder, a powerful and easy-to-use habit tracker and reminder app for iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. If you're looking to start 2021 on the right foot and maintain your resolutions, HabitMinder makes it easy to get organized with all of your daily tasks. With a clean and simple interface, you can track and create good habits with ease. There are also helpful statistics for tracking and analyzing your progress throughout the year. HabitMinder will help you form healthy habits and keep you accountable with these useful tools. There are more than 50 predefined positive and healthy habits to get you started, and you can easily add your own custom tasks as well. Change your habits, change your life, and maintain your 2021 resolutions. HabitMinder is a free download on the App Store with premium features available as in-app purchases. Learn more and get started today at the link in the show notes below or at HabitMinder.com. Rounding out today, while 2020 was all about social distancing and staying at home, there was a controversial app in the background promoting secret parties during the COVID-19 pandemic. Apple discovered the app this week and swiftly removed it from the App Store. The app was called Vibe Together, and it was launched recently as a way to allow people to promote secret parties that were not allowed during the pandemic. The idea of the app was to offer a platform where users could organize underground parties and promote them to anyone who wanted to participate. Those who were approved to join the party received the address just 2 hours before the event, and in order to gain access to the app, users had to share their Instagram profiles to prove they weren't someone spying on the events to report them. But of course, in many areas right now, having a party with any certain number of people is considered illegal due to the current circumstances of the COVID-19 pandemic. So of course, this raises the question of how this app, Vibe Together, made it through App Store review to begin with. It's unclear whether this app had contributed extensively to unauthorized events since it was launched. One of the founders said that the app had a few thousand users and that interest had grown after videos went viral on TikTok. On the App Store, Vibe Together had only 25 ratings before it was removed, and its Instagram account had about 1,000 followers. In addition to the app being removed from the App Store, Vibe Together's TikTok and Instagram profiles have also been banned, so it seems the app is gone for good. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.